today, I don't want to have to be talking about this. I don't think you want to be talking about it. You don't want to have to be thinking about it either, but we do need to talk about this. Earlier this week, a young woman, a visitor to our city, said goodbyes to some friends after a night out and caught a tram home. Tuesday night, around midnight, she got off that tram and did what many of us do, what I've done plenty of times myself, grabbed her phone out and made a call. It's one of those tips, those tricks that women just know, that we're taught or that we've been told, that we've discussed with our parents, with our mates, with our siblings, with our partners. Be on the phone and you'll be that bit safer. Ayama Sawe did that. It was an arrangement she had with her sisters overseas. Be on the phone while you get home safely. Instead, this young woman's sister, on the phone half a world away, hears her say, "Oh, I didn't think you'd pick up the phone." Before she can even say hi, she hears a surprised scream and an angry tone. Then the phone drops and there is only the sound of passing traffic. For this young woman's family, for this sister, it is unimaginable. The grief and the pain and the fury that they're probably feeling. There is nothing we can do to help with that pain, other than offer our very heartfelt sympathies, our condolences. That this happened here in this city makes me so angry that some sicko can snatch a woman at random off the street and kill her. 50 metres from a tram stop, less than a kilometre from her home. That this is the second random attack, random senseless murder in our city in less than a year makes me even angrier. Now, police are working incredibly hard on this. They have material left at the scene by the killer that they're testing. They have some limited CCTV pictures of Aya. They've combed the area around where her body was found, and they have appealed time and again for anyone passing that area. And it was Plenty Road, Bundoora, around midnight Tuesday night and then into the early hours. Anyone passing that area who saw anything or has some dash cam in their car to come forward. They're putting together as detailed a picture as they can of her final movements. Extraordinarily, it seems they do not have any CCTV from the tram she caught home. Why not? Does it not exist? Are there no cameras or is it that there's no tape? And if not, why not? Why on earth not? That's one of the questions I have today. We will try to get an answer. But I have more questions I want answered today. I hope to speak to police. And there's a question I want you to answer too. The streets of Melbourne should be safe. Absolutely. They should be safe. But like it or not, they clearly are not. Have you talked to your kids, your partner, your friends about this, about how to be safe as you can be, late at night? What advice did you give or what advice have you received? And have you used that advice? 96900 693 13 13 32. It's not realistic to always be with friends or always get a lift home or have the money to pay for an Uber or a taxi home. It is not realistic. There are nights where I walk home late from the train station. I've had a night out, I catch the public transport home, I walk up the hill in the dark. I do the phone thing. I do the keys between the finger thing. Every woman listening now knows what the keys between the fingers thing is. I walk faster if I see anyone near me. It is automatic. It is behaviour I've learned, and I think all women learn it and absorb it. It should not have to be that way, but it just is.